The Cambridge Food Bank is preparing for what they're anticipating to be one of their busiest winters yet. But with emergency food assistance available once per month, it begs the question what other resources are available. Fortunately, the food bank has been working hard to add additional options for those in need, Executive Director Diane McLeod says. We have a flash food area with food that we stock with surplus or that needs to be consumed that day, and that area can be visited every day, McLeod says. We also have our mobile food market, which travels to 9 neighborhoods across Cambridge and Ayr and offers fresh fruit and vegetables on a sliding scale that is well under retail prices. We purchase the produce for this market each week and source as much as we can from local farmers. This is a great way for people to stretch their food budget. The food bank is also offering free food workshops several times each week, available on Zoom with all the food resources provided. This is a great way to learn new things, meet new people, and stretch your food budget, McLeod says. There's programs for children, adults, and families. The Cambridge Food Bank also supplies food to food cupboards in the city that allow people to get enough food for a day or two to fill in gaps, she says. Additionally, in order to even further expand their reach, the food bank has formed 2 partnerships to help the community. One is with the Trinity Community Table, which offers a hot takeaway meal 3 days a week, and another is with Vineyard, which offers evening meals. Mark, a Cambridge resident who preferred to only use his first name, has been living in the city for 7 years and has accessed the food bank on and off over that time. I've recently had surgery, so I'm using it, he says. The food bank has been fantastic lately. I've also used Facebook and friends to help me get food. Overall, Mark has been very happy with the care in which the employees take in dealing with people's needs. They're really good if you let them know your needs, they make sure you have what you need, he says. They make sure health needs are met. For me, I'm diabetic and they ensure I'm getting food that will help with that. In the coming months, McLeod and her team will be preparing for another busy holiday season. Their season of giving begins in the fall and runs until December. It's an initiative they hope will stock their shelves well into the new year. In order to achieve that goal, the food bank is always looking for community help. We're looking to have enough food resources not only to support people with having a Christmas dinner but stock our shelves until our spring food drive, McLeod says. We need our community now more than ever and appreciate all donations, big or small. If you are able, consider making a food or financial donation. We are always in need of volunteers. Please contact us if you have a few hours to spare and want to help us ensure that no one in our community goes hungry. For more information on the Cambridge Food Bank and their services, visit cambridgefoodbank.org.